getting music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll,
Latin scorchers, scratchy 78s,
deep gospel, delta blues,
heavyweight dub, psychedelic nuggets, and a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
Ride the cold,
rise above, we're gonna rise above.
Make this sport what we say.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
Try to stop what we do.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
When they can't do it themselves.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
We are tired of your abuse. Try to stop us, it's no use.
Society's out of control.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
Think they're smart, can't think themselves.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
Laugh at us behind our back.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
I find out exactly what they lack.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
We are tired of your abuse. Try to stop us, but it's no use.
Your abuse. Try to stop us, it's no use.
We're born with a chance.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
I am gonna have my chance.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
We are born with a chance.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
And I am gonna have my chance.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
We are tired of your abuse. Try to stop us, it's no use.
Rise above, rise above, rise above. We're gonna rise above, we're gonna rise above, we're gonna rise above.
From the list of bands who have never had a 4 o'clock classic on The Breakdown, it's Black Flag, who can now be crossed off, and have indeed been crossed off. Inspired today by your thoughts on my T-shirt. The, what is it? Sewercats T-shirt, which has 4 assholes on it, but the assholes are attached to cats. And Black Flag.
In the formation of their logo, basically.
In the formation of the logo. So we went back to 1981. The first of Black Flag's 6 albums, Damaged, and that was the first track on it, Rise Above. Henry Rollins was 20 when he recorded.
Was he?
When that was recorded. 20 years old. We have lots of music to play in this hour. We've saved 3 minutes by changing the 4 o'clock classic today, so let's make them count.
Let's make them count, yes.
We've got one
next. Well, technically it's you next.
All right, I'll do it then. Okay. We've not played much by this artist, Blood Wizard, and every time I wish we had. So this is a new single from an album that's incoming. It's called Back to Bed. Do something out on the other side as well.
I'm going back to bed. I wanna lie down again. I won't answer my phone. The battery's been gone for days. I don't make any plans, so I don't have to burn. I'll never be your rock, but I guess I'm cool with that. I'm an undercover cop. I'll do time everyone. I'm better up here at home. I can't do nothing wrong. I don't put my clothes on anymore. So I'm going back to bed into its arms again. 'Cause lately I've found nothing really does it for me. I guess we don't get along. That's probably my fault. So I'm going back to bed, empty with songs again. 'Cause lately I've found nothing really does it for me like it used to. So I'm going back to bed, empty with songs again. 'Cause lately I've found nothing really does it for me like it used to.
This is Laura Oliver from Chemtrails, and you're listening to The Breakdown.
That was good.
I forgot about that ending. Yes, Tracksuit Managers on the Breakdown, and a song about their friend, Rob Ward.
Have we played them before?
Yes.
We will have done a long time ago.
Quite a while
ago,
but yes.
Long time ago. Great to play them again. Who was it before? Blood Wizard. Wizard, yes. Who has his second album called Grinning William coming out in 2 weeks' time. You heard from it, a track called Back to Bed. Now, I think we should do something else that came out last week. A band who played a get-together earlier this year and were excellent. They're on tour again later on in the year. Dolores Forever, who I'm talking about. I thought they'd probably, because all their singles were great, I probably thought, the album, all right, it'll be a bit, have a bit of filler on it. Not really the case. It starts off strong with this one, and it's a very, very good album all the way through. It's called It's Nothing, but this one's not. It's called Not Now Kids. To that album again now, but I can't because I've got more of a show to present. Not Now Kids from Dolores Forever, their debut album, which was a long time in the coming, but it is out now, and it's called It's Nothing. That was Not Now Kids. They are touring at the start of November. Leeds Hyde Park Book Club on the 10th is the closest to Sheffield.
Not playing Sheffield.
They've played.
They have.
They get together.
They have. We'll let them off.
We'll let them off for that.
A band that are playing Sheffield are Pompoco. They're playing at Sydney Matilda on the 18th of October.
In the basement.
Is it in the basement?
According to Tufte.
According to Tufte.
Who I asked on Thursday night.
He would know.
Collapse Lung are playing the same night. And they're playing...
They are. The small room.
They're playing in the small room.
Yeah.
The big room not being used. But you can't use... You can't use that in the small room.
You can't use that in the small room.
Okay.
Anyway, why am I talking about Pompoco, Joel? They released an album in August. I'm not playing anything from that way. Because, congratulations, are one of the bands that are supporting them on that night. And they are releasing an EP next week via Bella Union called Slap. They put out a single this week from that EP. It's called Iced Tea. I lied. It was last week.
All right.
Don't matter.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, you go on.
Go on.
That was Drug Church.
Yes, it was.
You wanted to play something from the album, and that was the one I brought. So it was a joint effort.
Yeah, no.
It was called Mad Care. I've got no information, that's why I'm floundering.
Drug Church, that is an album called Prude, which is out yesterday. Certainly the on-release hat-trick if they haven't already had one. It's a follow-up to Hygiene from 2022.
They haven't already had an on-release hat-trick, can they? Because it's now, doesn't work like that.
They can have a non-release hat-trick.
They could have already had a pre-release hat-trick.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, it's a bit pedantic. It's not like me, I know.
Yes, all right. They could have had a pre-release hat-trick. It's their fourth album, actually.
Yeah.
And a fifth.
Fifth. Wow. Fifth.
Paul Walker, all the way back in 2013, was their first. Sadly, well, only getting to two albums. Tragically, actually, Sophie, who passed away 3 years ago now. 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Over 3 years. The second album by Sophie was created in conjunction with her brother, who took a lead in his production. It's a very, very strong album. Would have been played on the show last week, so we're going to play something from it now. All the tracks feature someone else on it as well, a secondary partner. Kim Petras on here, pop star Hannah Diamond's on here, Cecile Believe. This one is called Berlin Nightmare and features Evita Manji. I do not know who Evita Manji is, but I like what she does to this song. Did I say it's called Berlin Nightmare?
You did, yeah.
Let's do it then.
Deutschland, Honey. The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
No one likes an angry girl, no one likes a liar. No one likes a conversation walking on the wire. I don't know how we got here. Next thing I know, told a version of the truth and it got out of control. Guilt is like a bad apple rotting to the core. Backseat driver, this has gone too far. You've taken up enough space, now get out of my car. 'Cause there is only one way that this is gonna go. 90 miles an hour flying straight into the wall.
Some pleasingly wonky sounds in that song, in a good way. Everyone Needs a Hero is the name of Olga Gartland's second album, which was out yesterday in this week's Album of the Week. That was Backseat Driver from it. Okay.
A worthy recipient.
Over to you.
Yes, Treble 7 time for me. Last week we weren't here because Float Along Festival was happening. One of the bands that played Float Along were the Sheffield band Faint Paint, who we've yet to play on the breakdown. Mm. I've seen them on a lineup at Clan before for a gig that I didn't go to, and I missed them. On Saturday as well, did you?
No, I didn't see them. Where were they playing at?
They're playing at Sydney Matilda. Hmm. Yeah, they released their new single. I think it's the third release from them last week, called Everyone I Meet. So that's going to kick this off. In the middle, you're going to hear a track from Fantasy of a Broken Heart's album that came out last week, Feats of Engineering. And we're going to round it off with some post-archives. Treble 7, strap in.
Don't you know that it's hard to hold you when you're made of broken glass? Something so in style is so fragile, is rarely built to last. Don't you know that it's hard to dance that way with eggshells buried in the soles of your feet? But I don't dance that.
that's good news for you. Oh, baby, it's hard to talk to you while you're spitting out all your teeth. And all those happy words remain unheard, or they only bring you grief. Don't you know that it's hard?
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
Joel, that was a mega sandwich with slices of bread forged in Sheffield.
Crusty.
Crusty, absolutely. So Mega was the track you heard from Fantasy of a Broken Heart. Their album Feats of Engineering came in the middle of that. Well, their album came out last week. The track came in the middle of that. Kicked off with first playing the breakdown for Faint Paint, Everyone I Meet. And that was Post Archives and a track called Made Out of Goo, new single from them. They've got a launch party gig for that on the 18th of October at Delicious Clam.
Okay. It's
the same day as Pompoko, so if you go into that, don't worry, because you get another chance to see Post Archives at Sydney Matilda in November, supporting Fight Milk and Slash Fiction.
Sorry,
no, I'm not going over that again. What?
They're not, they're single launch isn't at Sydney Matildas.
It's a Delicious Clam, did I not say that?
No, you didn't. You said, oh. That makes sense.
Nah, yeah. They've got a gig at Delicious Clam on the 18th of October. But if you go into Pompoco, you can see Post Archives at Sydney Matilda in November on the 27th.
With Slash Fiction and Fact Milk.
I had to get the plug in, yes.
Yes. I'm not going to take up my opportunity of playing my longest songs now.
Good.
I'm going to play something from Place to Bury Strangers' 7th album, Synthesizer, which came out yesterday. And it's not quiet.
No.
Fear of Transformation is this track.
This is Andreas from Alpaca Sports, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Now the winter's coming, and I don't know what to do, knowing everything will end. Though you're right here with me, I can see you're far away, slip away as we watch the light go dim. So we hold on tightly, pretending we don't see the darkness up ahead. Tomorrow I'll be fine. I'll get you off my mind. I'll hide it all inside. Another day's coming. If I only make it through the night. If I only make it through.
Fade out.
We love one of those. Tomorrow I'll Be Fine. That's the first single to be taken from the new album by Alpaca Sports. Another Day, coming out in January next year by Elephant. And before that,
it was A Place to Bury Strangers.
It was.
Something from their album Synthesizer out yesterday. I'm going to go back now to fulfilling the role of playing albums out yesterday. Geordie Greep, the... Was it one of the members of Black Midi?
Yes.
Not the frontman. They didn't have a frontman, did they? Just
kind of
a
not.
Member. He kind of announced that Black Midi had split up a few weeks ago when announcing his album. The album's out now. It's called The New Sound. And we're going to play a track called Terror. Now, it says it's explicit, but I don't think this track is explicit. We'll find out.
We will find out.
We're going to find out. Double it up, maybe?
Why not?
It's not open to the public until spring, when the renovations are complete. It's not a bird on a plane or anything. It's the most wonderful thing you've ever seen. My life's work, my dream come true. It's the newest new in you. At this point I'll have to tell you what it is. It's the museum of human suffering. We have splayed across the foyer in inordinately bled the carcass of our savior who rose from the dead. Victims of drought and famine, fetuses abandoned, are waiting here to be admired. At the center, set to expire, my punctured bleeding heart of desire. Just for a moment, watch me please, watch my heart bleed. Tell me, for a moment, give it a squeeze, feel my disease, remember me.
to forget in the company of others, and I'm able to forget in restaurants, on trains, but by myself, with every breath, and every night, in every bed, in any hotel room in the world. She comes writhing back like a talented pestilence. She unzips the air, blinding light emerges, pink, dark, iridescent sludge everywhere. Take me to your holy land, take me by the hand, and would you tell me if I'm remembered by the saints up here, if they've been to my famous museum. Just for a second, just for a moment, just for a minute more, tell me. Just for a moment, everybody please tell me. Take up my coat, shake his hand, tell yourself he was a great man. Dig up my bones, trepan yourself a flute, play along to this tune.
Jody Greep, Terror, from the album New Sound. Okay, into the last 10 minutes. Let's try and get three more in here. What have you got next?
Well, it's a collaboration, basically. Okay, it's the founder of XL Records, Richard Russell. He releases music under the name Everything Is Recorded. Mm-hmm. Are you aware of this?
I was aware of that.
Are you aware of the song that's come out this week?
No.
Okay, so you don't know who these people are?
I don't.
I'm just going to play.
Do
you blind, then? Who are these people? This is Porcupine Tattoo.
I don't want to be your guide. I don't even want to be godly. I work hard,
I work hard to be mortal. I'll die a thousand times before it's real, and I'll live a thousand lives, I'm with you.
I'm alive, I am sci-fi.
I've got laser eyes, focus on you.
Night creature, it's your turn to shine. In the streetlights, you'll find your kind. Armadillos and porcupines, where stars shine. We're alive, we are sci-fi. We got laser eyes. On you. Now let me see the day.
Let me see the light.
Let me see the light. I'll die a thousand times before I'm through. And I'll live a thousand lives on you. Night creature, it's your turn to shine. In the streetlights, you'll find your kind. Armadillos and porcupines, where stars shine. Now let me see the day. And let me let me see the light. I'll die a thousand times before I'm through. And I'll live a thousand lives all to you. You know, I love the pain once too. Porcupine tattooed.
The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
So what I saw another raven, I actually see them all the time, and I hear their voices talking about what the rest of us don't know. I'm a fool on the ground below them, on my phone beneath the sky, but I know there's no one walking really through these dreams that I have. In the daylight I do all this work that needs to get done, and I leave the mind of night. I can't remember having crossed a threshold between the dust and the alive. So when a raven starts a conversation, just stand there and blank out.
Finished. That's what shorter songs do, Steve. That's the latest from Mount Aerial, actually the first for a couple of years. I Saw Another Bird is, I think, a precursor to an album coming out soon. Penultimate song time.
No, you have to go back. What was the previous song? So it was Bill Callahan.
Oh.
He of Smog.
Oh, yeah.
With Noah Cyrus. Sister of Miley. Daughter of Billy Ray.
I don't think I'd have got that, but that's...
You wouldn't have got that.
No, but good.
Apparently Bill Callahan said, I want to work with... Noah Cyrus. I want to record this song with Noah Cyrus.
Why not? Okay.
I think it worked. Porcupine Tattoo, that was called.
Are you expertly filling the time now? Because you know how long
absolutely.
The song is.
Absolutely. Casually, calmly filling the time.
You won't be here next week because you are where?
In Brussels.
You're in Brussels. Okay. I will be here, I think. No, I will be. I will be.
You will be here.
I will be.
Probably with somebody else.
Probably.
So we got one more to get in. It's a good job I've gone for a short one, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I'm in your hands now.
Yeah, good. The Hard Quartet, a supergroup with Emmett Kelly, Stephen Malkmus, Matt Sweeney and Jim White, released their debut album this week. I think it's just called The Hard Quartet. Is it? I'll find out. Yes, it is. It's a titled album. This track from that album, I think it features Stephen Malkmus on vocals, Pavement-esque, obviously. It is Chrome Mass. It's Chrome Mess.
How long is this song?
2 minutes 41.
You've gone over now.
Only by a couple of seconds. It's fine, there's no reggae time this week.
No. Bye-bye.
Bye.